In 2014, Dana Durnford and Terry Daniels, making a 125-mile voyage up the British Columbia coast from Vancouver, found tidal pools devoid of life. All the species in the tidal pools are missing. We liked to take pictures of the varied life, but this time we couldn't find anything to take pictures of, reported Durnford in a radio interview. I was also looking for bees, but I couldn't find but one. Dr. Timothy A. Mousseau, the aforementioned professor of biological sciences at the University of South Carolina, in August 2014, supported the observations of Durnford and McFadyen by telling the Foreign Correspondents Club of Japan, "The Fukushima radiation effects on species richness or biodiversity are even more striking, dropping off with increasing radiation. Very, very striking patterns of results. I would suggest that what it means is that contrary to governmental reports, there's now an abundance of information demonstrating consequences, in other words, injury, to individuals, populations, species, and ecosystem functions stemming from the low-dose radiation due to Chernobyl and Fukushima disasters." When asked by a reporter if the reported disappearance of animal life might be an effect of radiation on the entire ecosystem, Mousseau replied, "Yes, I think the only conclusion you can come to from the increasing body of evidence of Chernobyl and Fukushima is that all components of this ecosystem seem to be affected, from the bacteria in the soil, the fungi in the soil, all the way up to the top predators. They are all connected, of course. As we pick away at the various components of the ecosystem, we have not found any particular components that don't seem to be affected in some way." It would appear that the corporate giants put more effort into the construction and financing of nuclear power plants than in determining suitable locations that would provide stable understructure and the least impact on the environment. Animal and plant life were not the only things to suffer ill effects in the wake of the Fukushima disaster. The U.S. aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan was sent to provide aid to the Japanese. As of 2014, several dozen crew members were still embroiled in a court dispute over damages for health problems they claim were caused by exposure to excessive radiation. Still, so far, Japan has borne the brunt of the radiation. One Tokyo physician, Dr. Shigeru Mita, countered government and TEPCO assurances that Fukushima was under control by leaving the city in March 2014, warning that everyone in eastern Japan has become a victim of radiation. He said his clinic has carried out blood examination and thyroid ultrasound examination on 1,500 patients, many of them children.